Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Romwitz, and today we are continuing in the seventh chapter of Maseches Peah, and we are doing Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Mishnah Vav says, Kerem Ravai, a vineyard in the fourth year. Beishamai Omrim Ein Lo Chomish Vein Lo Biur. It does not have a law of adding a fifth, and it does not have a law of having to get rid of the produce. And we'll explain what we're talking about in a minute. So Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, Yeshlo, these laws do apply. Beis Shammai Omrim, Yeshlo Feret v'Yeshlo Ololos. Beis Shammai say that it does have gleanings, the fallen grapes going to the poor, and it does have Ololos, the thinner vines belonging to the poor. V'Hani Em Podin La'atzmam, and the poor have to redeem it themselves. Beis Hillel Omrim, Kula Lagas. Beis Hillel says, send everything to the winery, make it all into wine. Now, we need a little background here. Produce in the first 3 years is not allowed to be used. The produce of the fourth year is called Netzer Ravai, and it has a status similar to that of Maaser Sheni, in that it must be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there, or it must be exchanged for money, which is then taken to Yerushalayim and exchanged for food that's eaten there. In the case of a field, the Netzer Ravai is called Kerem Ravai. It's a vineyard in its fourth year. So the discussion now between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is, to what extent are the laws of Kerem Ravai, and I guess by extension Netzer Ravai, identical or different from those of Maaser Sheni? Do some of the limitations of Maaser Sheni also apply to the vineyard in its fourth year, or not? And that's really the point between them. So we'll now clarify each of these points as we look in the Bartnuro. Kerem Ravai, Hanatea kol Eitz Machel, anyone who grows any edible fruit tree, Bishna HaRavias, Mala HaPeres LiYerushalayim, in the fourth year he has to bring the fruits to Jerusalem, Ocham Sham BeKedushas Maaser Sheni, and eat them there in the holiness of Maaser Sheni, of the second tithe, which is a tithe that occurs in some years of the Shemitah cycle. O poda osam umala hadamim liYerushalayim, or he has to redeem them and bring the money that he got for them to Jerusalem. Dichsev, and it quotes a pasuk, ubashana haravias, and in the fourth year, yeah kol perav kadesh hilulim, all of the fruit of it shall be considered holy. And then it explains a little bit more there. Beis Shammai omrim ein lo chomesh. So Beis Shammai says a difference between the Kerem Ravai and the Maaser Sheni is that there's no fifth. What's this fifth? Afal pi she'ta'un pidyon, even though it would require redeeming. If you're not bringing the fruit itself to Jerusalem, you would need to exchange it for money. Ki Maaser Sheni, that's the same as Maaser Sheni. Ein habalim mosifin es hachomesh. The owners do not have to add a factor of one-fifth to it. Delo kosva Torah bochomesh, because the Torah never says that you have to add a chomesh. So by Maaser Sheni, it says that if you redeem it, you have to add a fifth. It doesn't say that by Netzer Ravai. Ve'ein lo biur, and it doesn't need to be gotten rid of. Enu chayav levaro min habayis be'erev Pesach shel Ravias. It doesn't need to be removed from the house on Erev Pesach in the fourth sabbatical year, v'shel Shvias, and in the seventh sabbatical year. Kishinabar ha-maisros, as maisers have to be removed, kidichsiv, as it says in Devarim, biarti hektish min habayis, you've got to get rid of hektish from your house. So these maisros, if they're not eaten, they're not redeemed, would need to be removed in these 2 years of the sabbatical cycle on Erev Pesach. That is not the case with the produce of your field from the fourth year. O Beis Hillel Omrim Yeshlo, Beis Hillel say these rules do in fact apply to Kerem Ravai, Chomesh, meaning the fifth, the Yeshlo Biur, and you do have to get rid of it. Beis Hillel Yape Kodesh Kodesh Mimaiser, they learn two cases of Kodesh from each other, from Miser. Ma Miser Yeshlo Chomesh, the Yeshlo Biur, just as these laws of a fifth and getting rid of them apply to Miser, Af Kerem Ravai Yeshlo Chomesh, the Yeshlo Biur. Similarly, Kerem Ravai would have laws of adding a fifth and getting rid of it. Beis Shammai, Lo Yalpi Kodesh Kodesh Mi Miser. But Beis Shammai do not apply the laws of holy things one to another for Miser. Beis Shammai say that these crops of the fourth year, Yeshlo Peret v'Yeshlo Ololos, that the laws of the dropped grapes and the thinner vines do apply. dekehulin chashvile, because they consider it like regular crops, not kodesh. V'haniyim podin la'atzman, but the poor who get these things have to redeem themselves, because remember, they need to be eaten in Jerusalem or traded for money which is spent on food in Jerusalem. Min haperet v'halolos shalaktu v'ochlin osan b'mekoman umalin hadamim l'Yerushalayim. So this is, again, the peret and the ololos that they glean. They either have to eat them in the proper place or they have to exchange them for money, taking it to Yerushalayim. U'Beis Hillel omrim kul lagas. Beis Hillel says, send it all to the wine press, the vat. Mishum de'ofi b'meiser, because he learns from Meiser. V'svari lehu, Meiser Sheni, mamon gavoahu. And he feels that Meiser Sheni is sanctified money. Hilkach, ein la'aniyim chelek bo. Therefore, the poor don't have a share in it. So, from human fields, a portion goes to the poor. But this property belongs to God. It doesn't belong to the owner. So, he can't give a part of it away. Hilkach, ein la'aniyim chelek bo. Therefore, the poor don't get a share in it. V'dorchen ha'alolos im shar ha'yayin. V'habalim malin ha'kol Yerushalayim. So, the alolos should be pressed into wine along with the rest of the grapes, and the whole thing should be brought to Yerushalayim. Mishnah Zion says, Kerem Shekulo Olelos, a vineyard that is entirely Olelos, these lesser vines make up the entirety of the vineyard. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Labal Habayis. Rabbi Eliezer says, if that's the case, then it stays with the owner. Rabbi Akiva Omer, La'aniyim. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it goes to the poor. They get Olelos, and that's what this is. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer quotes a pasuk and he says, "Ki sivtsur lo sa'alel." He says, "When you reap, when you harvest, do not take the olelos." Im ein batsir minayin olelos. If there's no harvest, if there's no reaping, then there's no olelos. It doesn't make any sense. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "V'karmechal lo sa'alel." Rabbi Akiva says a different verse which says, "Your field, you shall not take the olelos." Afilo kola olelos, even if the entire field is olelos. So they have dueling psukim. Im kein lama nemar ki sivtsur lo sa'alel. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with Rabbi Eliezer's pasuk that he used to prove his point? He says, ein la'aniyim ba'olelos kodem habatsir. This is to tell us that the poor don't actually get possession. They don't get to take the olelos until harvest time. So there may be nothing for him to harvest, but until it's the harvest, they can't just come and take. Let us look in the Bartonuro. A field or a vineyard, shekula olelos, it's entirely these thin vines. She'ein b'chol ha'kerem eshkol, she'yesh lo katev v'natev. There isn't a single vine in this field that has one of these thicker clusters around the branches. Im ein b'tzir, if there's no harvest. V'kamashir b'tzir, and how much would be a harvest? Shlosh eshkolos, she'osin revias. Three vines that would produce a revius, which is a measure. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, v'karmecha lo sa'alel, afilo kula olelos. Rabbi Akiva says a different verse, his verse from Sefer Vayikra. It says you're not to take the olelos from your field, even if the entire field is olelos. Rabbi Eliezer Amar, Rabbi Eliezer says, delo tema ha'ul ve'ein la'aniyim olelos kodem lebatsir yizaka behem bal habayis. Don't think that just because the poor can't take the olelos before the harvest, that the owner acquires them for himself. Lekach nemar, therefore it says, v'karmecha lo sa'alel. That's why it says, and your field, you shall not take the olelos. So the Mishnah tells us what Rabbi Akiva does with the other pasuk. Here, the Bartonuro is explaining what Rabbi Eliezer does with Rabbi Akiva's pasuk. So each one has a reason why they interpret things the way they do and why they end up disagreeing, even though they're working from the same psukim. That's the end of Mishnah Zion. Join us tomorrow when we will conclude this chapter and we will begin the final chapter in Peah, chapter 8.